We will call our village board meeting to order for Tuesday, January 5th, 2021, our first village board meeting of the year. I hope everyone had a great Christmas and a great new year. We will call our meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
All present and accounted for. President Rafter's here. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
Move to adopt as presented.
Second. Trustee Genrich, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Announcements. We have an election coming up this spring for three village trustees and one municipal judge. And we have three candidates for the trustees. That's Mr. Atwood, Sarah Deutsch, and Lynn Green. And for a municipal judge, we have Mr. Robert Dennis running. So, and I see we have Sarah on the phone or on the meeting. Welcome, Sarah. And let's see. Any other announcements from staff? Any other announcements from village trustees? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 4 under public comment. Carrie, have you received any public comment?
Yes, I did receive an email from Clarence that I did forward to you all yesterday.
Yep. Okay.
That's all I received. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving on to item number 5, action regarding housing reports. We'll take 5A, housing affordability report. Who wants to go through that?
I can.
Thank you, Trevor.
So, as you recall, last year was the first year that we had the Act 243 took place and had a couple of requirements. We had to publish two reports annually and basically talk about our new housing units and our building permit fees and other fees associated with voting. So this first housing affordability report really just it breaks down how many units were built last year, how much vacant land we have, and the regulations surrounding new development. And the intent of this act a couple years ago was how to make, obviously, housing more affordable. And one of the barriers that I think the authors of this legislation assumed was municipalities having different regulations or exorbitant amount of building permits in place that add to the cost of development. So in this first report, we really break down that Alloway's landlocked. As you all know, we're 97% developed. Not a lot of new development taking place as far as in green space. It's all redevelopment. So there's an added cost to that development, and I talk about that a little bit in the report. But in 2019, we had 6 new units. I believe 4 of those were those condo buildings down on Riverside Drive, and then 2 were new homes. And you can see the new building permit fees totaled around $5,200. It breaks down to about $877 and change per unit. These 6 units were estimated to cost around $1.67 million. So that makes these fees that are listed above about 0.32% of the actual project cost. So that's actually down from 2018, where the percentage of building permits made up about 0.5% of total project costs. So I think in the case of Alloway, I don't know if building permits are really driving the cost of housing. And then the state requested us to find a way to save developers 20% in developing housing. And when, as you can see, when our costs make up 0.5 or 0.32% of the total project cost, it's just really not possible to save 20%. There have been things that we've done over the years that have, in my opinion, helped with development as far as time and some costs. Zoning, our new zoning code, I think, is a big one. It's recent. Hopefully we'll shorten the amount of time a developer spends through going through the process, and also give some clear direction at the start of the process as far as what is allowed and what is not allowed. A couple of other things that we've done or continue to do are our stormwater maintenance or stormwater ponds. Developers have the options in some circumstances to buy capacity, which could in some situations lessen the cost to them. We don't have any fees or land dedication requirements, and we hired a building inspector a couple years ago, whereas before we used a contract, and in the report I point to that as a time-saving measure for the developer, because before the contracted position was only available for the village 2 days a week, whereas this building inspector is here 5 days a week. Although he's still part-time as a building inspector, he is still around. So it's kind of the nuts and bolts of the first report. Happy to answer any questions, but I think I'll add real quick that it was noted at Planning Commission, and it's kind of confusing that it's titled the report for 2020, but it includes 2019 information. And right now I'm reporting in 2021. That's only because the first report was due at the beginning of last year. And so I think for going forward, you'll see this report in springtime. So you'll see 2021's report published here probably in March or so.
Good. Any questions for Trevor on this report? Okay, let's move on to 5B, the new housing fee report.
Yeah, I won't go through a lot on this one. It talks about a lot of the same information, but I guess the key piece of this report is, as per that legislation from 2017, any fees that we charge must be published in this report and posted on a certain page on our website that we had to create. Otherwise, we cannot charge those fees. So that includes anything from stormwater to building permits. So that's why at the end of this report, there's a list of all the fees that we charge, and that's per the state requirement. But essentially, this one, they wanted us, this one is a little more confusing because the legislation requests that we total the amount of fees collected for all residential construction. They do not distinguish between new or remodels, but at the same time, they also request that this total number be divided only by the number of new residential dwelling units. So if you are looking at the report on page 4, I break this down, in two different ways. In 2019, we had new building permits cost around $17,500. I guess that's for new and remodels. And when you break that down, how the state wants you to break it down by just the new number of units, so those six units added in 2019, it comes out to $2,928 per unit. But when you actually factor in all the unique properties that took out a building permit, which will total to be 161 properties, it actually breaks down to $109. So quite a big difference there. Laid it out both ways because of the ambiguity in the legislation, but I wanted to present both ways just for the benefit of everyone.
Okay. Any questions for Trevor on this report?
Sure,
Chris.
Not sure I saw it or it would have been included, but just in the grand scheme of things, we're in line with every other municipality in Brown County, or are there economies of scale that make ours a little higher for whatever reason?
You know, I haven't checked it all this year on any reports, but I did look a little bit last year, and it seemed like we were well below a lot of communities statewide. In this area, I think we're still below or around the same ballpark figure. But
And I didn't expect you to make a comparison. I'm just curious, does anybody ever say anything about, geez, your fees in Alloway are low, high? Do you get any comment at all, or must be pretty much the cost of doing business, and it's fairly uniform across boundaries?
Yeah, I'd say the actual permit fees are pretty uniform. I know Kevin's been working on taking a look at that as well, just to make sure that we're consistent, because that hasn't been done for a few years. Every once in a while, we get a complaint that we charge for one thing over another. I believe the pier in Green Bay do not charge for roofs, whereas we do. But then those communities will charge for other things and we don't. So I think it all ends up being a wash. But like I said, Kevin's working on taking a look at that closer.
Okay. Thank you. Sounds good.
Yep.
Good question. Any other questions for Trevor? Okay, staff is asking for motions on both 5A and 5B to accept these reports and place them on file. I'll take a motion on item 5A, the Housing Affordability Report.
Move to accept the Housing Affordability Report.
And place on file? Great. Trustee Sampson. And second by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? We have a motion to accept and place on file in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. I will accept the motion on item 5B, the new housing fee report. Trustee Genrick?
I would make the motion to accept that and place it on file.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris? We have a motion to approve the new housing fee report and place on file. And a second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 6, action regarding relocation credit for businesses located at 1905 South Webster Avenue. Trevor.
Thank you. Yeah, so just like the memo says, looking at, I don't think it's a secret anymore that the Village purchased the property at the corner of Webster and St. Joseph, and we're planning on redeveloping that site, and to encourage some of those tenants that are in that building to relocate in the village. The request is, can we provide some sort of credit to them for relocating in the village as long as they meet certain terms and conditions? The credit wouldn't exceed $2,000 per tenant, and this the funds for this credit would come from the revenue generated from the lease of the building.
Without seeing the terms and conditions, I would approve. I would move to approve.
I would second.
Jim's connection frozen.
Well, is it, I would second. Or the other Jim.
Nope, Jim Raptor, I think.
Yeah, I think he's frozen.
He's disappeared.
Frozen in the
water. Let's talk about him.
Yeah. Well, if we could talk among ourselves until he returns, Trevor and Brad, is this customary, or where'd the idea come from? And I guess I'm in favor of it too, but I just want to know, is it kind of something that's commonly done?
Well, this is our, for the village, this would be our first. But among municipalities, it's tough to say. I think there are credits that are offered in certain situations. A lot of times they have to do with buying out leases and that sort of thing, and relocation costs. With this particular project, all the leases are month to month, so we don't have to buy out any leases. There won't be any relocation costs associated with it. So this is really just, I guess the nexus of this was just to try and encourage those business owners. There's only seven among, one retired, to relocate in the village.
Any update on that? Any plans? We know Gallagher's, obviously. Anything new with the rest?
Not, I guess something new to point out is Kiefer's Uniforms. They moved over by Clay Bistro in Bellevue.
Okay.
Republican Party, they relocated to Alloway Avenue in Bellevue. Both of those tenants are out this as of this week. Lynn Thielens, she owned Alway Hair Salon. She retired back in October. So that's three of the seven right there. And then the other four are still in there. And as you mentioned, Trustee Genrich, Gallagher's plans to relocate next to St. Baldy. And so I think Cobb's cousins in New China are still, last I heard, we're still looking to for a new location.
Good, thank you.
Yep.
I guess to follow up on my earlier question, I would, are we setting a precedent? I guess not, because we're not going to become landlords and turn around a property like this too often. As far as where the money's coming from, I mean, you make a good case that it's a landlord cost or comes out of revenue from the existing leases as they run out. Be proactive and acknowledge that it costs more to recruit a new business than it does to maintain an old one. And this kind of fits with that line of thinking, so I support it.
Okay, well, if we're getting into a discussion, would anyone like to make a motion on this item?
We already did.
Already did.
Oh, good.
And we seconded it, but we had a conversation while you were out.
Very good, thank you.
Time stand still for no one.
Okay, so who made the motion?
I made the motion to approve.
Okay, who seconded?
Trustee
Genrich. Okay, great. Okay. Any other discussion on this?
We had a nice one while you're gone.
Well, thank you. internet decided to take a break.
We did throw your personal property into it, though.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 7, consent agenda. We'll take A, B, I, and C. I think we should leave them there as they are, but we'll take them all under consideration. Is there a motion for the consent agenda?
Move to approve, Matthew.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Dart. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We have item number 8, 2021 Street and Utility Reconstruction Project Update by Mr. Jean.
Well, thank you. I want to give everybody an update on where we're at with the street and utility construction plans. We're beyond the preliminary plan level. Overall, we're probably at 70-80%. As a reminder, we're putting together plans to reconstruct Roselawn Boulevard, the west half, Beaumont Street from Green to Mission, and Culp Street from Libel to the East River. Scope of the work includes removal and replacement of the existing pavement and underground utilities. The project was amended to include the full design of sidewalk, which somewhat pushed the project completion date back. But overall, with the challenges that we faced, I think we're in a pretty good position of where we're at overall with the plans. We will be getting out a mailer in the near future to make the abutting adjacent residents aware of the project, an opportunity to comment, and if they would like an opportunity to come in and look at the plans. Schedule. We're pushing to get this out as soon as possible. My hope would be that we're advertising early to middle part of February. That's where we're at with that project. Are there any questions,
Sean? With the mid to late February, when did we put out the bids last year for the street maintenance projects?
This is a street reconstruct. In 2019, we had advertised end of March with bid openings in April. So we're ahead of where we were at in 19.
Right, but last year for the maintenance projects, we bid early, right, to get better rates?
Yeah, street resurfacing project, I can tell you.
I thought it was January.
We had a bid opening middle of February.
Okay.
Ad went out probably end of January. We're currently working on that project as well. Potentially, our street resurfacing project could include 5 streets, and we're making headway on that project as well with the hope of getting that out end of January.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That my point was, we're trying to get them out early so we can get the preferable rates, right? And that's for the reconstruction as well, right?
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
If we're talking about projects, we're also working on a sewer lining project and a sewer replacement project, a sewer lateral replacement project in St. Mary's. Our priority right now is the street reconstruction and street resurfacing project. Get those out as soon as possible. And then after we get those out, we'll get out the lining project, which consists of 4 streets, and then the sewer lateral replacement project, which consist of removal and replacement of sanitary laterals on the east half of St. Mary's.
Very good. Do I have any questions for Mr. Jean? Okay. Nice job. Keep it up. When do you expect to notify the residents?
Probably next week, put together a letter and get it out, have it reviewed and get it out by the end of next week so we can get comments hopefully before the project is advertised and bid.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions or comments on this? Thank you, Sean. We will move on to item number 9, future agenda items. Is there anything that a board member would like to see on a future village board agenda? Lynn, I can't hear you. Can anyone else hear Lynn? Okay. We can't hear you. Okay. Well, just let Brad what you want. Let Brad and Carrie know what you want on a future agenda, and we'll get it on. Moving on to... are you there? No, I can't hear you. Sorry, Lynn. We can't hear you. You may want to call in for the remainder of the meeting. We will go on to item number 10. Do I have a motion to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session?
I'll make that motion. A second.
Okay, Matthew with the motion and Trustee Genrich with the second. Roll call, Trustee Dart. You're on mute.
Unmute. Aye.
Thank you. Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Green. Thumbs up. Okay. President Rafter, aye. Okay, we are in closed session. For those of you who joined us as guests, thank you for joining us. And we will ask you to leave at this time. And we wish you a great night.